The Obama administration has given the green light to make Cape Wind the nation's first offshore wind farm. Barring further delays, 130 wind turbines could be spinning and generating power on Nantucket Sound in about 2.5 years. In a few minutes, we'll hear how residents of Cape Cod are reacting. But first, WBUR's business and technology reporter Kurt Nikisch has this story on the decision.
The U.S. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar did not wear his trademark cowboy hat yesterday at the Massachusetts State House, but he did put on his philosopher's cap. Salazar said he knows that people who want to keep Nantucket Sound the same will be disappointed with his decision. As a rancher from Colorado, he says he knows how powerful personal connections to a place can be.
But I also know that our relationship with the natural world is very much alive and evolving. We are still writing our history, and our lands and waters will continue to be part of that narrative.
Salazar hopes to move the American narrative forward by clearing the way for offshore wind energy. He says he considered all sides. He's confident his decision will stand the test of time.
This is the final decision of the United States of America.
This is a very vulnerable legal decision.
Audra Parker of the Alliance to Protect Nantucket Sound says the review process was flawed. Plan on a date in federal court, she says, and not just with her organization.
There's 10 parties that have already filed notices of intent to sue, and the Aquinnah Tribe has stated publicly that they will be willing to sue, and I believe that there will be additional parties as well. And we will win in the court based on fact, not based on politics. The Secretary
opponents lost political clout when their longtime ally, Senator Edward Kennedy, died. Also, Massachusetts helped vote Barack Obama and a renewable energy agenda into the White House. Now, the president's cabinet member, Ken Salazar, says setting policy was a big factor in his decision. Still, he says the public process was thorough and will hold up to legal challenges.
They can continue to engage in some legal maneuvering, but essentially this is a done deal.
That's Stephen Lacey. He analyzes the wind energy sector for RenewableEnergyWorld.com based in New Hampshire. He says the industry is buzzing with the news because the government action sends a signal to the entire market that offshore wind will happen.
I don't think that the importance of the approval of this project could be overstated.
You could read some of that certainty in Governor Deval Patrick's exuberance. The Cape Wind supporter says building the first offshore wind farm in the country will lead the Commonwealth to a better economic future.
We are on our way. And if we get clean energy right, the whole world will be our customer.
Jim Gordon wants to get it right. He's the developer of Cape Wind. He's the one who's been fighting this thing for nearly a decade. He says he hopes now more people on the Cape and Islands will support him.
Look, anytime something's hanging out there for 9 years, you know, sometimes it becomes like a broken record, and you need some certainty and resolution. People need to kind of step back and start to rethink their positions.
Litigation from opponents is probably not Gordon's biggest challenge anymore. Now, the billion-dollar question is whether this developer can secure the financing. It's also hard to overstate how difficult the credit market is right now. Gordon has to negotiate a crucial deal with utilities, too. After 9 years at the starting gate, the gun has finally gone off. Now it's up to Cape Wind backers to turn a proposal into an actual wind power plant on Nantucket Sound. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nikisch.